Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon this evening is The Last Meal of a Condemned Man. We read from the Gospel of Luke. And when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. The last meal of a condemned man. I've always been curious when a prisoner condemned to death is offered anything he wants to eat the night before his execution. Have you ever seen movies or TV shows like that when the prisoner is asked, what would you like for your last meal? I mean, if I were going to die the next day, eating would be the last thing on my mind. How about you? Well, the night before Jesus went to the cross, the night before his horrible execution, to pay for our sins unto the point of death, he gathered his two best friends with him around a table, and together they ate a meal. The meal that Jesus shared with these two best friends was intimate and simple. Just a few ingredients made up this meal. Now, centuries have passed since Jesus ate this meal with his friends. And over the centuries, this Passover meal has taken on immense significance. Let's begin by considering why they were together that night. We read in Luke 22. It was time for the feast of the unleavened bread. When the Pharisees and teachers of the law heard this, they were trying to find a way to kill Jesus. This was when the Passover lambs had to be sacrificed. And Jesus said to Peter and John, go prepare the Passover meal for us to eat. Now, every October, we gather together here in Canada for a meal with family and friends to celebrate what? Thanksgiving. And we gather for two simple reasons, to have a meal and to give thanks. Passover was considered the Thanksgiving meal for the Jewish people. It was a time of remembrance and thanks. As Pastor Chung read earlier today from Exodus 12, when the Jews were slaves to the Pharaoh in Egypt, God called Moses to lead them out of Israel, lead them back to the promised land out of slavery in Egypt. And God gave these instructions to Moses. Tell each household to choose a spotless lamb, kill it, paint its blood on the doorposts of your homes, for tonight the angel of the Lord will visit Egypt, and any home with the blood on the doorposts, he will pass over it and leave it untouched. The destroyer will pass over only when he sees the blood. Thus began one of the most important traditions in all of Judaism, the Passover, a festival centered around a special meal and a thanksgiving for God's deliverance. And this had been celebrated for a couple of thousand years by the night Jesus met with his disciples, found an upper room, and had with them this same special Passover meal. That week he was on the way to the cross. On the way to the cross to fulfill what the originally sacrificed lamb pointed to way back in Exodus. And we know that Jesus became that Passover lamb, for John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, behold, the Lamb of God. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, the required ingredients for the meal were passed down from generation to generation. And the meal centered around four simple items. The lamb, to remind them of the sacrificed lamb at the Passover in Egypt, the unleavened bread from the same night when they were in such a hurry to get out of Egypt, they didn't even put yeast into the dough to raise it. Wine, which was the traditional drink for every Passover meal. And lastly, something that we easily forget, bitter herbs. A mixture of lettuce, endive, certain roots, peppermint, and dandelion to have such a bitter taste in their mouth to remind them how bitter slavery was in Egypt. Now, on this holy Passover night, Jesus ate this 2,000-year-old meal with his closest friends. But he introduced something new to this meal, and we call it a sacrament. Any of you who have had confirmation or adult instruction with me likely remember, what is a sacrament? It has three parts. It's a sacred act instituted by Christ. It connects God's word with the physical object, in this case, bread and wine, and it delivers to us the forgiveness of sins. Jesus took the centuries-old Passover meal and he infused it with a whole new meaning as now he instituted Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. Jesus Christ, true God and true man, gives us at this table a mystery. And when the Bible uses the word mystery, it means a truth of God that's beyond our human comprehension. Because he tells us, with the bread, we also receive his body. With the wine, we also receive his blood. And he told those disciples in Matthew 26 the same things he tells us today. He says, take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood given for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Now, it might be hard for our puny minds to comprehend. That's why the Bible calls it a mystery. We teach and confess the true presence of Christ in the sacrament, that Jesus is every bit as present here tonight with us in this meal as he was with those first disciples in that upper room of the Passover. And this is but one reason that our church today instructs people before they come to this altar. It would be unloving and unresponsible for us not to do that. And Luke 22:14 continues, and when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and his apostles with him. In Jesus' time, eating a meal would mean a small table on the floor, and they were kneeling or sitting around that table using their Passover bread, like a flat bread, we'd call it pita bread today, to dip up the lamb, to dip up the bitter herbs. And as they ate, as Pastor Chung read to you earlier, as they ate, Jesus makes this startling announcement to them. Listen to what he says. My friends, I will not eat another Passover meal with you until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Even though they didn't fully comprehend it then, he was telling them, I will not share a heavenly feast with you again until you see me in glory. Because I have an appointment with a cross tomorrow and with an empty tomb on Sunday. So that night, I'm just going to let this pass for a moment. Lord, please take care of the caregivers, the ambulance drivers, and those who need their care. That night, Jesus told the disciples, this was it. This was the final meal of a condemned man. No more celebrations like this until he would meet them in heaven. This was indeed the final meal of a condemned man. And for a change, when the disciples heard this, for a change, they were quiet. They didn't know what to say. And at some point in the meal, Jesus holds up the bread and says these words, take and eat, this is my body. And at the end of the meal, he holds up the final cup of thanksgiving in the Passover meal. He holds up the final cup, and Luke tells us Jesus then said these words, take and drink, this is my blood, of the new covenant for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, it's interesting that the same word used here for cup is used soon thereafter in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is kneeling before his Father and he prays, "Lord, if you can take this cup from me, please do." Translation, "I don't want to drink the cup of suffering that will come at the cross, but your will be done." The same word for cup is used. The cup was a symbol of suffering. And already with that disciples in the upper room, Jesus says, "Soon after we share this cup, look at my finger, folks," Jesus says, "now I will drink that cup." His suffering and death on the cross had to take place. But it wasn't the end of the story. Because after the cross would come an empty tomb declaring victory over sin, victory over death, victory over the devil. But before all these victories could take place, Jesus shared a meal with his closest friends, the last meal of a condemned man. But please note, it was for the disciples, as it is for us, a foretaste of the final heavenly feast that is to come, a feast of victory. Tonight, my friends, Jesus invites all of you to his table to partake of his holy meal. He is truly present. Look here now. He is truly present as you mount these steps and come and kneel at the rail at this upper room. He is here. And soon you will hear his holy words, the same words he spoke to those disciples on that night. He will say to you, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood." And when you kneel at the table, hear again the words of St. Luke, when Luke writes, "And when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and his apostles with him." Come, friends of the Lord, the table is prepared. Come and eat. Come and drink. The Passover lamb has been slain for you. In the name of Jesus, all God's people say, Amen. Amen.